And Teresa's here, over. Roger, I copy, over. Yes, I copy. I talked to her last night. I know she's there, over. Roger, Roger. Donna said yesterday that she was looking forward to hearing from Darren, and she had some questions, and so I guess that'll fit. Over. Okay, well, I'll be sure and do that. I can do that right away. If she's home, I'll keep trying till I get her. Over. Oh, pretty good, Sarah. I did have a note here from the doctor at the clinic. Over. Okay, it's Betty's opinion. It's Betty's opinion that it's in the best interest of the patient. You copy so far, Sarah? Over. To hire the therapist, because that gives the patient a controlled therapy program and the security of knowing that it will be a regular planned program. You copy so far? Over. And the therapist's time would not be taken up with other patients at the same time. And that it would assure the patient's confidential relationship with the doctor. Over.
Yes, I understand that.
What did you say, Sarah? Please repeat. Over. Okay, well, we wanted you to know, certainly the doctor, the prognosis from this end, and Betty is pretty adamant about that. Betty feels that's a necessity, so we'll try to get a balanced view, but we want you to know that that's what she's hanging on. Over. You say that it's simply not there. The patient just can't afford that. Is that a Roger? Over. Well, Sarah, what we'd like to know, of course, to be as active as possible on the patient's behalf, what would be the other considerations? What would be the other considerations that we could explain it over? Wait a minute. Sarah, I'm going to have to ask you to back up and slow down because I don't have that good a copy on you and I want to get this accurately. Can you repeat? Over. Roger, I know the doctor. Roger, Roger. Over. Sarah, you're going to have to back up. I copy about the doctors.
I also copy about Gordon and friends. And they all feel the patient something. And I can't copy you after that. I you're going to have to speak up, if you will. Over. Well, all I copy is that they all feel that the patient should not be beholden to Nathan for Nathan's help. Over.
Nathan should not help for the patient at all. Nathan is not to help the patient because... Stand by.
I just don't follow. Okay, well, I understand that. The fact is that we're not sure if that's, you know, that's consensus, but that's the clinic's consensus. There seem to be some differing opinion over. Okay, Sarah, well, Hope, can you hold the line just a minute, please? All right, I'll be right back to you. I got a phone call here, and I know I don't want to run up the bill, but I'll be right back to you. And thank you for this kind patch, operator. I'll be right back.
Totally standing by, sir. This is Bobian, Mark Bobian, WB6. MID Swin DR3 WB5 ZCR in phone message. The Tommy's coming back pretty fair, sir. Okay. This is really strange. I'm sitting here with a half of a stereo headset on and a microphone in my lap. Telephone in my hand, all kinds of wires dangling in my knees.
Hello, operator. I'm back. I'm back. This is Jean.
Okay.
Okay, Sarah. Betty had the idea that if she and Nathan, if Betty and Nathan helped, then the patient really wouldn't be responsible. It would simply be Betty's responsibility, and she of course wants the patient's trust in that regard. Over.
So where does Betty get her help from? Over.
Well, that's a Betty's decision and Betty's responsibility. Over. No, absolutely not. I don't think that the doctor wants to do this on his own, and Betty wants to see that's taken care of on his own.
Well, I'll run that by. I'll run that by and see what everybody thinks and what that's going
on. Okay, we'd like a little more time on this. We want to try to, you know, get back to the doctor, and I think we have an appointment this afternoon, so we'll give him... Is it okay if we... All right. It's okay if we explain the reasoning on this, isn't it? Over.
Sure, roger, roger. I don't think Daniel agrees that you're a little headstrong, but that's the reasoning on this one.
You don't think that Betty will agree, but you think it can't hurt to explain. Is that a roger? Over.
That's a roger. Over.
That's a roger. Over. No, I don't think so. Mr. Parks and Cecilia. Mr. Parks and Cecilia are having had an appointment with Melinda. Over. They're right now, as a matter of fact. Over.
I hope they have a good time.
Okay, that's all from this end right now. We can... Yeah, do you have any idea when Darren is expected over?
I have no idea at all. I got this message from him about 2 hours ago. Been trying to get a pass since then. He said to really try to get a hold of Donna right away.
You're saying then that, as far as you know, that Darren's at the Capitol right now. That's a Roger, over?
Oh, that's a Roger, definitely.
I'm sorry, Sarah, you're going to have to repeat that. Over? Yeah, we understand that. We understand that. Over? Oh, Roger, that was a big misunderstanding. I'm glad you asked. Gordon is fine. Gordon is just fine. It was Josephine's misunderstanding, and Gordon said that he would give Josephine a call and get it all straightened out. I'm not quite sure why Josephine misunderstood. I think she maybe is just a little bit unsettled by the situation, and she just didn't give an accurate description of the conversation to anybody. Over.
Oh, I see. That's too bad. Well, I'm a little distraught about hearing the news about the relatives. Okay, well, I'm so glad Gordon's doing well, because he's a nice chap, and please send him our best regards. We're really, really grateful to him and his friend. Over.
Okay, Sarah, well, I sure will, and he's real anxious to get together with Sally and Getz, and he has all kinds of plans, so I am sure that we'll be back to you on later developments with Gordon. He's doing just fine. Over.
Oh, that's tremendous. That's tremendous. Yeah, I know Sally has a very, very good idea that church is going to be a great fundraising reception and a party, and I think it's really going to be happy about it. So thanks a lot. Send our love to everyone there. Miss you all a lot. We'll be talking to you later, okay?
Okay. Sarah, can you give us an approximate time when we can expect another call from you? Because we're using the phone here, and we'd like to, we have a lot of people to contact, and we'd like to know when we should be leaving it free. Over. Okay, well, we're starting around 2 our time. We'll leave it free for you. Sure appreciate the patch, and thanks a million to this kind operator who's helped us out so much here. As a ham operator, you're in a class all by yourself. I appreciate the help. One word can say. I'm going to terminate from here then, Sarah, and say thanks a lot for the QSO. Over. Okay, did you say from Finland? I didn't hear you. Did you say from Finland, over?
Roger.
Well, that's great news. Great news. That's tremendous. Well, I'm going to say 73s, and we'll expect to hear from you around 2 our time then. So take care, and try to get us any more feedback you can, especially on Betty. Over. Bye-bye, Sarah. Thank you.
Phone box before?
Yes, I have, and my name is Sandy.
Okay, Sandy. I'm going to have to use the foot switch and activating it, and the signal is very bad.
Okay.
It's late in the day, okay, and it's on 15 meters, so just bear with us.
Okay.
WB6 MID, plan 8R3, WB3 JRW. I have Sandy on the line, and we can go ahead and start with your half. So you go ahead and start on that side, Mike. WB6MRG, plan 8R3, WB3JRW.
Okay, hi Sandy, this is Mike, and I'm going to turn the microphone over to Sarah here. I want you to say hi to Sarah while I'm switching the mic over.
Okay, roger, roger. Hi Sarah, how are you doing? Over. Just great, just great. What's new, over?
Oh, listen, you know our friend that was cooking with Mr. Jet today, over?
Yes, roger, roger. Over.
Fantastic, went really good. Really good, over.
Oh, that's good to hear. That's real good to hear, over. Okay, Sarah, it's pretty hard to copy you right now. Some of your other friends here are meeting with another friend of yours, Hilda. You remember Hilda? They're meeting with her now, over. Well, let's see. Pretty good, I think. Pretty good. Jerry met with Hilda and a friend of Hilda's this morning, and that, you know, was pretty... pretty much just a casual encounter, but actually we'll know more this afternoon after Charlie gets back, over. I didn't copy all that. You said Mel called 801 and I didn't copy the rest, over. Yes, roger, roger. That's what was mentioned briefly this morning, that actually Mel thought he'd like working with Rodney directly better, over. Yeah, roger, roger. I think that's kind of what Irene and Rudy are doing also, just trying to get, you know, an opinion on the case. So I don't have anything definite for you at this time. Over. I'm sorry, sir, a negative copy, over. I don't have anything else for you from here at this time, but it's very difficult for me to copy you, over. Maybe so, because you're very, very faint, unless it's something that, you know, really needs to be gotten to the people here right away. Whatever you think, Sarah, over. Well, you can try, you can try. I'll do the best I can, over. I don't know. I was gone this morning with Jerry, so I don't know if she did or not. She made about 19 calls. She's, you know, very happy to see a lot of her friends, over. Blank 8.5 by question mark lined paper, over.
8.5 by 13 ruled and numbered paper. Over.
Say 14.
Oh, 14. Okay, very good. Roger, roger. Over. I'm sorry, I didn't copy all of that. Over. Okay, roger, roger. 73, Sarah, over.
Okay.
Thanks an awful lot. What's your call sign there?
WB3JRW.
And where is it from?
It's from Maryland.
Okay, thanks an awful lot. Really appreciate it.
My pleasure.
Bye.
Okay, bye-bye.